Hey, how's it going? My name is Ryan, and welcome to This Amazing Life, the show that brings you people and topics that inspire you, the listener, to live, love, and lead your own amazing life. Today's episode is bringing you your brand new intention of the week. The intention of the week is a tool for you to adapt, adjust, modify, incorporate into your day as much or as little as you want, hopefully to encourage and inspire you to take some type of action, highlight action that you're already taking, or to get the wheels turning inside your brain to start thinking about a new perspective or a new way that we could be leading our lives. The intention of the week is a brand new mantra. A mantra is usually a short phrase or a saying that's easy to remember that you can say as often or as infrequently as you like to remind yourself of the direction that you'd like your days to go. Your brand new mantra is as follows. I am actively taking steps towards the goals that I create. Again, the mantra is, I am actively taking steps towards the goals that I create. Have you ever had a time where you were super pumped up and motivated because you picked a brand new goal and you knew that you were going to crush it? And then lo and behold, work gets in the way, stuff at home with your family, your kids start to get you a little bit sidetracked, and you say, you know what, we'll put it off for another day or two. We can do this later on. Unfortunately, those days turn into weeks, and slowly but surely, it's been a long time since we actually did anything that got us in the direction of the goal that we picked. We talk about goal setting a lot in this show, in my classes, in conversations. It's an easy way for me to think about what direction I want my life to head in. So that's why I suggest it for a lot of my athletes or my listeners, for them to think about the goals of how they want their life to look, how they want themselves to feel, not just on the outside, but on the inside, how they feel about themselves, their strength, their honor, their commitment, their love, their affection, their sympathy, their imagination, their creativity. All of these things are different goals. Both there are tangible goals, such as getting another job, getting a raise, getting a new car, paying off debt, losing some weight, or the intangible goals of focusing on becoming a better version of yourself on the inside, making sure that the person that you see in the mirror is somebody that you actually like, trying to let go of fear or doubt or limiting beliefs or some of the baggage that unfortunately has been bogging you down, which was no fault of your own, but things may have happened and it really affected you. Goals are an excellent way to pick an outcome and work towards that specific outcome. The only way this is actually going to come to fruition, though, is if we know that we're taking steps towards making that goal become not just something that we imagine in our heads, but actual reality. If you remember from a lot of episodes, there's probably been about two or three that I've mentioned on a number of occasions. One way that I like to set my goals and have a physical and a tangible and a visible reminder for myself is actually writing that goal down on either a sticky note or a post-it note and putting it up against the wall. So for example, two of the goals that I have right now are to finish reading three new books. And also for the last couple of weeks, I've had a new post-it goal of getting back into a consistent exercise routine of exercising at least 3 to 4 times a week for 4 weeks. As I go along, I'll check off my progress so that way I know if I've done the exercise for the day or if I just finished reading a book. And I know that any time that I'm looking at this wall, I ask myself one question. If this goal is actually as important as I think it is, am I taking at least some type of small step every single day to make this a reality? I'll say it again. If you are like me and you like to have a physical, tangible, visible reminder of your goals, such as losing 10 pounds, such as saving an extra $1,000, and you have some system to check off your progress, how do you hold yourself accountable so that way you know the actions that you take are constantly helping propel you towards achieving and fulfilling that goal? Something else that I say a lot over the time of the show or in class is that small wins over a long period of time yield massive results compared to doing nothing at all. It's not something that's totally rocket science, it's true. If you can allow your goal or reframe your goal, a better way to say it, if you could reframe your goal instead of being this humongous, big, scary thing that you're not sure how it's possibly going to work out, if you could break it down into small parts and just say, you know what, I'm going to commit to 15 minutes a day listening to a Spanish tutorial podcast, or I'm going to spend half an hour before I go to bed reading a book instead of scrolling through Instagram or YouTube. Or you know what? I'm going to send a positive and encouraging text to at least 5 of my friends every single day, and I'm going to let them know that I'm making this type of a commitment for the next month. Make sure that whenever you pick your goal, you have some type of accountability system in place, and that you remind yourself that if this goal is actually as important as you think it is, we want to be taking small action steps every single day. Every day is going to be different. Some days you wake up with a lot more energy. Some days you get totally bogged down with work or unexpected things with your friends, your family, or just outside occurrences that are well beyond your control. But to the best of your ability, remind yourself, I am actively taking steps towards the goals that I create. Thanks again for choosing to listen to the show. Thank you for your support. I hope you enjoy the episode. I hope you enjoy the intention of the week and you find it relatable and useful in your life. If you need to reframe the wording of the mantra, don't sweat it. I want you to make it so that way it really resonates with you and you won't think that it's cheesy, that it's corny, but it's something that you would actually remind yourself on a daily basis, maybe once a day, maybe twice a day, or as often as you need. Or remember, if this intention of the week doesn't fit for your current need of what you know that you need to work on this week, that's okay. Come up with your own mindset motivator, your own simple mantra of a phrase that you can remind yourself and keep you on track. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you have an amazing day.